Just give you an update on our quarterback situation. Ryan Fitzpatrick will be out. Obviously, suffered a broken tibia yesterday on that play. Had surgery this morning, and it went well. But obviously, he'll be placed on injured reserve. Tom Savage will be out for the Baltimore game. Maybe out for more than that, but will definitely be out for the Baltimore game. So we signed Case Keenum. Brought Case in here. He was on the St. Louis practice squad. Obviously, he was with us last year, was with us earlier this year, was with us for quite a bit of time, this staff. So we welcome him back. And Thad Lewis also, obviously, who's been here for the past few weeks. And we'll make a decision as we go through the week here who will start the game against Baltimore. But that's an update on the quarterback situation.
Have you seen enough out of Thad Lewis to know if he's prepared right now and catching up?
I think it's tough. I think he's done a really good job. Let me say that he's come in here and worked really hard. But you know, we've been going at this with these guys for a long time, and he just came on the scene a couple weeks ago. And you know, I think if you know, anytime you're into this situation where you know you're trying to learn a new system. That's not an easy thing to do. He's done a very, very good job of coming in here and learning it and getting reps in practice. So if he were to play, you know, obviously that would be something that we haven't decided yet. But if he were to play, we would have the confidence that he could go in there and perform.
Bill, do you need to sign a third quarterback?
I don't think we're going to do that right now. John, we're thinking about the practice squad as it relates to quarterbacks, but not on the 53.
How hard is it to be in a situation where you were still hoping to make the playoffs, of course you're still there, and you want to have a winning record and all, to have all these injuries at the most important position? As a coach, how do you deal with that?
Oh, that's the NFL, though. I mean, that's the NFL. And, you know, we just had a good team meeting at noon. We're excited about this week. We're going to put a good game plan together. We know we have a very difficult challenge in Baltimore coming in here. It's a home game. We need our crowd behind us. We're looking forward to playing at home, and we're looking forward to the challenge. That's the NFL. Injuries happen. Next guy has to step up, whether the next guy is in the building at the time or maybe he's not in the building, but the next guy has to step up and be ready to go. That's professional football.
Case spent a lot of time with you. And what advantage is that, and how much have you changed since he's been gone?
Well, I think there's definite advantages to him having been with us. You know, he was with us for a good amount of time. I mean, he was with us when we installed the offense when we first got here. He was with us in training camp, and he played in some games there in the preseason. So I think there's a definite advantage there, and he's a very bright guy. He has good recall. He and I had a really good conversation on the phone last night. He's here today. And like I said, we welcome him back, and we're looking forward to working with him.
So why didn't you sign Case initially, given that he had some issue when Ryan got hurt?
Say that again, Dale.
Why did you go with that instead of Case? You made the decision.
Yeah, I think at that time, basically we looked at it. I had some history with Thad also, and just kind of looking at the whole list of guys out there, we just decided that was the decision that was best for our team at that time.
Have you had any contact at all with Case since he was released here?
Last night. No, last night would be the first. Last night would be the first contact.
You ever been in a situation like this to have this many quarterback injuries at the end of a season?
No, I haven't. I've been in a lot of situations, but this is, you know, one where we've lost some guys here with Mallett, Fitzy, and then Tom. But, you know, that's, like I said, that's professional football, and the next guy's got to step up, whether that's Case or Thad. We have confidence that one of those guys, when we make the decision, those guys will step up and play well.
So how do you divide reps for those guys early in the week and then kind of wean them down?
Well, I think we'll look at it. I think that we'll do a good job of, like you said, dividing the reps up. As we go through the week, you know, Wednesday and Thursday practices will be as they normally are, you know, fairly long practices as far as the amount of reps we'll give in team periods and things like that. So we'll do a good job of making sure that we take a good look at it.
What's your thoughts about Dan Lewis at this point?
Yeah, like I said before to Tanya, I think the guy's come in here and worked hard, and he's a smart guy. He's a good teammate. the reps that he's been able to get in practice. He's done a decent job with it. So, you know, it's tough situation to come in that late in the season and learn the whole offense. It's virtually impossible to do that. So we'll see how he does this week.
Your defense couldn't have played any better. Could you talk about the defense? It's kind of been overshadowed because of the injuries at quarterback.
Yeah, they played well. They obviously scored a touchdown on defense, forced another fumble there. So leading the league in takeaways. I mean, there's always things that you can clean up in certain areas. But overall, they did a great job. I think they held them to, you know, whatever it was, 20% or less on third down. Just played a really good football game. We just didn't do enough offensively to win the game.
You talked about Case and talking to him about his recall. As a quarterback, what are the challenges going and being in a different system for 3-4 months, trying to kind of purge your kind of mind of the old system, learn a new one? How is that recall?
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't think that's easy, but I think that when he had been in our system, you know, it wasn't that long ago that he had been in our system. I think he'll have a chance to come in here, and as soon as he kind of sees a lot of the things that we're doing, which are very similar to what we did when he was here before, I think he'll be able to pick it up just because he's a bright guy. He's got a good memory, and you can tell already just from being around him this afternoon. We gave him some things to look at last night, and he's got very good memory. No, I think it's more about what the game plan called for at that time. And I thought he went in there and did some good things. He blitzed Andrew and got a couple hits on him. And I thought he did a really good job for the time that he was in there.
Arian, if he hadn't had that touchdown call back, would end up with like 124 yards. Could you talk about the way he took it on himself yesterday offensively and the role he played?
Yeah, he played a tough football game. I mean, he ran for tough yards. He had a couple runs there where he did a lot of it on his own, you know, and then he had some runs that were very well blocked for him. And I think that's the big thing moving forward into this week. We have to be more consistent in our run game blocking, you know, both from the fullback position, obviously the offensive line, and from the tight end position. We just have to be more consistent in how we block the run. But Arian, he ran very, very hard, very tough yesterday. You know, it looks like we would. I think he feels better today. Looks like we would have Andre Johnson back for Sunday.
Bill, you said some stuff to Keenum last night.
Yeah.
NFL rules, how quickly can you do that? Is it once you sign him, you start?
He was on the practice squad, so I think it was – actually, it might have been more like this morning, Greg, but we touched base and had a good conversation. How do you approach it?
Do you worry too much about overloading them? Do you now have to sacrifice?
Well, we're not going to overload them, Dale. I mean that would be crazy.
That has to be. You really have to tear this thing down.
Yeah.
Make sure that what they know, they can run well.
That's what we're going to do.
So is it will it be important because you're dealing with two guys who haven't had experience running the offense during the season? Is it important to make that determination, by Wednesday, or –
as far as who's going to start the game? Yeah, I think we'll probably make that determination fairly early in the week. From the quarterback position?
From that position and the team.
From the team? This team's going to go out there and play hard. This team's going to compete, and we're going to play to win. And that's what we're going to do, regardless of who's playing what position. And, I have no doubt about that. We're going to go into, our meetings on Wednesday morning. We had a good meeting today, Monday, our normal Monday meetings. We're going to go in on Wednesday, put a good game plan together for these guys, go out and practice hard and get ready to go, get ready to play.
How important is George in this situation? Is he going to be doing 24/7?
George Gotsy?
Yeah.
He's 24/7. We all are, John. So everybody's important.